though the average high in Whistler on November 8 usually hovers around the 4.8 degrees C mark. The warmest it's going to feel this Tuesday afternoon is more like minus 4 C. A daily high of 4.6 C was recorded on January 8 of this year, for context. Temperatures in Whistler sat at about minus 8 C as of 10 a.m., though that felt more like minus 12 C with the wind chill. Sea-to-sky residents can attribute these colder-than-usual conditions to an Arctic outflow that's pushing bone-chilling air across the province this week. Environment Canada also issued a wind warning for the southern portion of Howe Sound Tuesday morning, citing strong outflow winds, with northerly winds expected to blow at 60 km per hour with gusts of up to 90 km per hour until Wednesday morning. Whistler's cold, clear forecast comes following a busy Monday for Environment Canada, which saw the weather agency issue snowfall warnings for 17 regions across British Columbia. Arctic outflow warnings remain in place for portions of BC's north and central coast Tuesday. Though the resort escaped most of the snowfall experienced by areas of Vancouver Island and the lower mainland yesterday, the chilly temperatures are predicted to stick around for the next few days before easing up toward the end of the workweek. Environment Canada forecasters are calling for sunny, clear skies over the next week. Daytime temperatures on Wednesday, November 9 and Thursday, November 10 will reach a high of minus 2 degrees Celsius, though it will feel more like minus 14 degrees Celsius Wednesday morning and minus 6 degrees Celsius in the afternoon, thanks to the wind chill. Conditions will begin to warm Friday, November 11, when Whistler is expected to see a high of minus 2 C, before continuing to warm up over the weekend. Conditions will return to more seasonal norms on Monday, November 14, as the mercury hits the 5 degree C mark.